ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Yeah, yeah, you can see. It's all the smoke, so much smoke is coming from there. We thought we'd come to a peaceful, uncontaminated place, but it's full of pollution here also. Hare Krishna. Jodi jabe. What is that, Prabhupada quoted? Jodi jabe bhange, kapal jabe shonge. Wherever you go, your fate goes with you. Hare Krishna. I'm going to read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. One verse. This is Madhya Leela, chapter 25, text 278. So these are, it's from the verses which are bringing to a conclusion the Madhya Leela, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jailila Amrita Bine Kai Jodi Onapane Tabe Bhakter Dur Baljiban Jar Ek Bindu Pane Utpolito Tonumane Hashe Gai Kore Nartan. Let's read that again. Jailila Amrita Bine Kai Jodi Onapane Tabe bhakter durbal jibon jar ek bindu pane utfulito tono mane hashe gai koraye nartan. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Men become strong and stout by eating sufficient grains, but the devotee who simply eats ordinary grains but does not taste the transcendental pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna gradually becomes weak and falls down from the transcendental position. However, if one drinks but a drop of the nectar of Krishna's pastimes, his body and mind begin to bloom and he begins to laugh, sing, and dance. Purport. All the devotees connected with the Krishna consciousness movement must read all the books that have been translated, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and others. Otherwise, after some time, they will simply eat, sleep, and fall down from their position. Thus, they will miss the opportunity to attain an eternal, blissful life of transcendental pleasure. So in this verse, we find a warning, encouragement and warning, both things are there. Encouragement that if we drink even a drop of the nectar of Chaitanya Charitamrita, then we'll become blissful in Krishna consciousness. And a warning that if we don't, then it's just like if we don't eat food, then the body becomes weak. So in the same way, if we don't drink the nectar of Krishna consciousness, then we become spiritually weak. And Srila Prabhupada, in this short but classic and unique purport, stresses that the members of the Krishna consciousness movement must read all the books. Now, of course, Srila Prabhupada sometimes said that those who can't read, they can simply sing and dance and chant the holy names. But especially, this is supposed to be a movement of brahmanas. Srila Prabhupada wanted that there should be some leaders of human society, spiritual and intellectual leaders, who by their purity of character, their clarity of spiritual knowledge, they will be able to guide the whole human society. So those devotees are specially meant to read all the books. Now, I came across on the internet some time ago, some survey had been done of why devotees were not reading the books, different reasons that were being given, why they were not reading Srila Prabhupada's books. There are millions of books. So many books are being published every day on all kinds of subjects. Srila Prabhupada's books are in a different category. They clearly present the knowledge that everyone really needs, which is knowledge of Krishna, clearly presented in a manner suitable for the people of the present time on this planet Earth. So why don't devotees read Srila Prabhupada's books? Some reasons given. Some devotees think, well, I just don't have a habit of reading. Anyway, I'm chanting and I'm dancing and I'm taking prasadam and what the hell? I doubt if they said exactly that, but some devotees, they don't seem to give it much importance. Some say, well, I read the Bhagavad Gita when I first joined. A few months ago, one of my godbrothers sent me he wrote about some disciples of his. He was questioning them why they didn't regularly read the Bhagavad Gita. And they said, well, we read it when we joined and we understand it. And what do we need to read it again for? Amazing! I read it, Bhagavad Gita, as if you could understand it all at one go. Whereas the Bhagavad Gita, you may think, well, it's just basic, introductory, but it's oceanic. All the Vedas, all the knowledge of the Vedas are there. It's so deep. Every time we read this, we find there's so much more, and even so much more to be understood. So some think that, well, I already know Prabhupada, what he told us. He told us we're not the body, we have to surrender to Krishna, we have to chant Hare Krishna, so why do I bother? Some say that, well, you know, it's hard work mentally and I can listen to lectures. That's good, listening to lectures. Listen to Srila Prabhupada's lectures especially. But Srila Prabhupada did stress on reading his books also. Then there are also those who say, I just don't have time. I really don't have time. I'm so busy. I go to work, and then I have so many other services I have to do, and I really just don't have time. And then here's a commonly said thing that, well, when I have to read, there are so many books by ISKCON devotees, and they're easier to read, and Prabhupada's book is heavy, hard work. Just philosophy, page after page, and we can read nice stories. There's so many books with nice stories. Many devotees have written many books, and they seem to be easier to get into. Here's a common one. I just read one of the most humorous Vyasa Puja offerings I ever read by Chandrasekhar Swami, his offering to Srila Prabhupada this year. It was humorous yet tongue-in-cheek. He had a serious message, but it was presented in a humorous way. Humorous in which he was recalling his life and how he was in Krishna consciousness and how he stayed in Krishna consciousness even though so many others left. And though he feels himself to be very neophyte, he also feels that, well, I definitely got something from all these years in being in the Krishna consciousness movement, and I'm very grateful to Srila Prabhupada for that. So, in one of his statements, he said that, well, I used to read the books every day, and my reading time was from such to such, and when the time was over, I'd wake up. I just wake up. And then I started to walk around and read, and he said that if there was an EEG scan put on my head, it would be completely flat while I was reading, because nothing stayed in my head whatsoever. And then he went on to, there's another thing. It's very commonly said to me, I just don't remember anything. And then again from Chandrasekhar Swami's offering, he said that the Bhagavad Gita seems to me to be like one long series of non sequitur. Non sequitur means you have one statement, but it doesn't seem to follow from the previous one. So he said, it seems that Krishna and Arjuna, maximum every 4 or 5 verses, they change the subject, and it's difficult to follow. There doesn't seem to be any flow. Actually, there is, but it's not immediately apparent. So this thing, I don't remember anything, that's Kali Yuga. That's why we have books. Otherwise, Brahmanas in the previous ages, or even others, Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, they'd all hear the Vedas and learn the Vedas to some extent. And they'd learn something. But they just learn by hearing. So everyone in Kali Yuga has a poor memory. And I must say myself, even though I've read Srila Prabhupada's books several times, and my memory, power, smriti shakti, power of memory, is probably somewhat above the human average. How much do I remember? It's just a fraction. So if we go on reading again and again and again, then we'll remember more and more. But the act of reading is itself purifying. It's not that we're cramming for an exam. It's not. We're not reading like that so that we can pass an exam. We have to remember so that we can pass an exam. It's purifying. Reading in itself is purifying. Then some say, well, when I read, I don't understand much and I wish someone could help me through it. Well, what happens if we don't read? We can think. So, what happens if we don't read? Srila Prabhupada gives a warning here. After some time, we'll simply eat, sleep, and fall down from their position. Whew. Heavy, heavy, huh? I've been watching some of the memories of Srila Prabhupada spoken by devotees. I was just watching one by Jai Dharma Prabhu in Australia. I remember, well, a long time ago when I was in Australia, I remember meeting him, very friendly devotee. So he recounted that in Srila Prabhupada's visit to Perth in Western Australia, at that time there was no center of ISKCON. So they'd been, he and a few others had been very busy for several days finding a place, setting it up, buying utensils for cooking and doing everything required to get a place for Srila Prabhupada. And even though Srila Prabhupada was just staying for a few days, they rented a house for six months. That's all they, that was the minimum time they could take it. So they'd been very busy getting everything ready, and they hadn't eaten even properly for several days. And then on the day that Srila Prabhupada arrived, they all had a big feast at midday, and then they took rest. And then he was resting very deeply, because he'd eaten a big feast the first time in several days. He hadn't slept for several days. And then he became aware that someone was calling, and he woke up and he looked up, and there was Srila Prabhupada standing. And Srila Prabhupada was so heavy with him. He said, we don't need people like you in this movement. Simply eating and sleeping and taking advantage of others, exploiting others, we don't need you in the movement. Very heavy. But anyway, he got the point that Srila Prabhupada didn't want him to oversleep. Prabhupada said that you can utilize your time. If you have nothing else to do, you can read the books. So, what's to be done? Devotees are not reading. Well, especially the leaders in the Krishna consciousness movement can encourage others to do so. I myself, I make a rule for those who are to be initiated by myself. They should have read at least once the Bhagavad Gita as it is and the Nectar of Devotion and the first two cantos of Bhagavatam. First two cantos of Bhagavatam means if they read the first two cantos, they should get a taste and go on and read more. And in several cases, devotees said, no, I can't do it, I don't have time, I don't know how to read it. Okay, don't get initiated. And they wait and wait. They wait for several years to see who's going to budge. Will I initiate them without their reading or will they read? And then they read and they say, oh, thank you so much. It so much enriched my life. I didn't realize I should have read before. It's such a difference in my spiritual life now that I started to read. And some just go away and get initiated by someone else or whatever. It certainly makes a very big difference. And those of us who do have the habit of reading, we find that if for some reason or other we don't read Srila Prabhupada's books for one day, 2 days, several days, maybe due to being busy with other things, even though we may be fully engaged in devotional service, we feel there's something missing. It's just like you can go on doing your work by fasting, but you grow weak physically if we're fasting. So now, apart from telling others to read, we can discuss also. When we discuss with others, we can discuss quoting Shastra and discussing the points. Not just that it's something that we read and we bottle up, but we have to share that with others. Srila Prabhupada also wanted regular classes in the centers of the Krishna consciousness movement so devotees can share the knowledge and the realizations that they have from reading. So we have a culture of speaking about Krishna, at least formally. And then if that spills over into informal discussion, that's very good. That's showing there's some taste is developing. Now, devotees are very busy, that's a fact. One feature of modern life, or maybe one of the central features, is that people are very, very busy just to maintain their family situation. One solution for that is move to our farms. Many, when they hear this, they think we're just joking. We're not joking. You can do it. I've been reading testimonies from our devotees living on the farms. Every one of them, very, very happy to be moved to the farm, even though it's physically austere, but it's so enriching to live with devotees, away from non-devotees, and engage in hearing and chanting with devotees, and to have time to read Srila Prabhupada's books every day. For those of us who are living in the city or busy life, you can, the best thing is to set some time aside for reading, even by reducing eating and sleeping. We can hear books being read. That facility is there. Well, the audio books. It's not exactly the same as reading, but that helps also when commuting to work or whatever. Remember that by reading Srila Prabhupada's books, we associate with Srila Prabhupada. We hear so many memories of Srila Prabhupada narrated by his disciples. But Srila Prabhupada is personally present in his most communicating form, you can say, the form that he wanted to communicate what he had received from his acharyas. What he wanted to communicate, he put into his books. That's the shastra, the knowledge of shastra, plus the commentaries of the acharyas, plus his own realizations. He put, as he said, the best of himself into his books. So we can all associate with Srila Prabhupada by reading his books. And of course, by living according to his books. But if we read what's in those books, we'll naturally become inspired to live in that way. Maybe that's one reason devotees don't like to read the books, because they are challenging. They push us to surrender to Krishna. So if we don't want to give up sense gratification, then we won't want to read Srila Prabhupada's books. Sometimes people say, oh, they're very heavy. They are heavy. They're very heavy. They're pushing us to give up sense gratification, to give up all kinds of nonsense ideas and just surrender to Krishna. It's heavy. It's meant to be heavy. Material life is heavy. Heavy in the sense that it's intense suffering. And if we are to get free from this material life and go to Krishna, we have to make a tivrena bhakti yogena. We have to make a resolve to very intensely practice Krishna consciousness. So that reading Srila Prabhupada's books, that pushes us to do so. But if we're engaged in some kind of self-cheating, whereby we want to have all the benefits of Krishna consciousness without the surrender, then we'll find excuses not to read Srila Prabhupada's books. It's a kind of service, Srila Prabhupada often said. It's devotional service. There are 9 principal categories: Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada Sevanam. So Shravanam, the first, reading is an extension of the hearing principle. What is spoken is recorded. So that's a kind of service. Once Srila Prabhupada was lecturing in Vrindavan, and he even said that reading the books is a kind of austerity. We should commit ourselves to read the books as a kind of devotional austerity. If devotees want to read but they're having problems doing so, or for whatever reason, they can consult their gurus, their local spiritual guides, take advice from them. Having reading groups is very good. That's available now online, various reading groups. They read together, especially Kesha Bharati Goswami is taking a lead in this, in online daily reading Srila Prabhupada's books. Has a whole group with him who read daily with the idea of reading aloud. He has a personal vow or a personal commitment in devotional service to read aloud Srila Prabhupada's books every day. So now he's sharing that with disciples of his and others to read aloud daily from Srila Prabhupada's books, and not a little. He reads several hours every day like that. So all glories to Kesha Bharati Maharaj for doing that. And you can read individually also. We can encourage leaders at various levels to themselves encourage the reading of the books. And again, if we do it ourselves, then we can, those who do read, they'll definitely be enthusiastic to encourage others to do so also. It'll automatically. It's, wow, ooh, ah! when we read, even something we've read many times before, and then sometimes something just, it strikes us. We can encourage devotees. One way to make our study deeper, because Srila Prabhupada, he sometimes said, don't just to read his books, but to study them. That means to really apply our minds. Grinatascha svacheshtitam. Shrindatang shataya nityang grinatas. What is that? Grinatascha svacheshtitam. Kalena nati dirghena bhagavan vishate haridhi. The Bhagavatam states that devotees who are always hearing with faith Srimad Bhagavatam and really endeavoring to understand it. That point is a Gurnatas Chashvacheshtitam. Not just as a ritual hearing, but really applying the intelligence try to understand it. Then in a short time, Bhagavan, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, will manifest within their heart. So one way to study is to make notes. Write some notes. Keep a notebook. That was very helpful advice for me. I believe it was shortly after I was allowed to join this movement. Mukunda Goswami, he advised me to keep a notebook. And I started at that time, and I've been making notes ever since. And nowadays, those notes I'm making into books also, which the books I'm writing, they're mostly explications of whatever I've received through Srila Prabhupada's instructions. So that's parampara, that we receive and then we give. Receive and give. We hear from Srila Prabhupada and we pass that on. We hear, then what's passed on, the disciples, they also hear, they pass that on. there are some thoughts. And of course there are some devotees who don't read and they're illiterate. They can also chant Hare Krishna and serve very seriously. But in these days of mass education, probably most people in the world, is probably more than, if you take the whole world population, it must be more than 50% literacy among the adult population. And here in India, it used to be that most people didn't read. Now most people do read. So we do read all kinds of things that mess up our consciousness with all kinds of strange ideas. So we need to read because we can read. Because we can read, we read so many things which enter our consciousness and mess it up with all kinds of ideas other than surrender to Krishna. Sarvadhaman parityaja mam ekam sharanam raja. So we really need to read to counteract all the nonsense that we've been reading since we learned to read. Hare Krishna. There are just a few thoughts. All glories to His Divine Grace. Srila Prabhupada, parivadatu jano yata tata va nanu mukharo navayang vichare amaha hari rasa madira madati mata bhuvi vilutthama nathama nirvishama dante nidhaya charnakam padayo nipatya kritva chakka kushatameta daham bravimi hey sadhava sakalam eva vihaya durad chaitanya chandra charane kurutanu ragam mancha kalpa taru bhyascha kripa sindhu bhya vicha paditanam pavane bhyo vaishnave bhyo namo namaha. Hare Krishna.